All right, this is Reddit user Pasta Sexual introducing myself to our recordings and answering the Dizzy's music questionnaire. So I hope you guys can hear me well enough. I'm kind of in the bathroom with the lights off recording this and hoping that I don't wake anyone up. So yeah. Don't ask questions. All right, so question number one is, what's your current favorite song? I don't really have a favorite song at the moment because I have a lot of favorite songs. If you ask me like a specific band, I can give you my favorite song, but I don't have one because I'm a huge music lover, so that's just not my style. I don't do that. I have been listening to a lot of Phoenix lately, and I really like their songs in general, and some good songs that I've been listening to by them are Trying to Be Cool and Summer Days, Consolation Prizes, Everything is Everything, Run, If I Ever Feel Better, and Too Young. Just to give you an example. So those are some favorites right now. I've also I'm really enjoying listening to I think it's Ghost Rider by RJD2. Oh, Que Sera by Wax Taylor, and also his Hypnosis theme. They're some pretty relaxing stuff that I've been listening to lately to chill me out. So I really enjoy them. Number two, what was your favorite song when you were a little kid? I was a weird child, and I specifically remember when I was like 4 or 5, my favorite song to listen to was Birdland by Manhattan Transfer. It just got me like totally up and excited and happy. It was great. I also really liked the entire Parachutes album by Coldplay and the By the Way album by Red Hot Chili Peppers, because that's some stuff that we had in the car. But and we listened to it all the time. We drove a lot. So yeah, but Manhattan Birdland, definitely my favorite song when I was a little kid. Number three. What was the first band you purchased slash acquired merch from? I've been trying to remember from this one. It's like stickers, t-shirts, posters. No, posters. Okay, yeah. Definitely Led Zeppelin. Because when I was like, I think in 6th or 7th grade, I bought a poster from like, God, I forget the name. It's a retail store. It's a mortar and brick shop. Anyway, they had a sale going on, so I bought this beautiful Led Zeppelin poster from of them standing in front of the starship, and put it over my bed, and it's been there. It's still there. It's been there for years. So that was definitely the first piece of merch I acquired, and I still love it with all my heart. It's very important to me. So yeah, I'm smiling. Yeah. Okay. Number four. What's a song you hate? I have somehow learned all the lyrics to. I wouldn't say I know all the lyrics, but I definitely know the majority of the lyrics to the song My Humps by Black Eyed Peas, and also probably Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. I hate both of them. I hate the majority of like mainstream music, unfortunately for myself, mainstream pop. But my friends, my best friends and other friends also tend to really like it. So they'll play it, and even though I hate it, I kind of have to sing along. It happens. It's okay. I'll survive. It is what it is. Anyway, so that's that. Five. What's the best fuck you song to blast when you're angry? Okay, so there's this animated comedy cartoon that I really love. It's amazing. Came out this summer. And from there, I found this song called X Gonna Give It to You by DMX. And it is by far the best fuck you song to blast when you're angry, especially if you're in the car, like when you just get off work. Just get into the car, put your volume on high, put the bass up, and just fucking blast it. It's amazing. It leaves you so satisfied. It's everything. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You should do it. So, number six is what band do you wish had done more, recorded more albums, toured more, whatever? The answer is definitely the Whitest Boy Alive. They're this. I think they're from the Netherlands, so that would make them Danish, if I'm not mistaken. This Danish band. And they're formed in like 2005 or something, or at least that's when their first album was released, if I'm not mistaken. And they only released two albums, and the main guy is still active in his other band and in his solo career, but I just think they had something very special going on. The five of them, four of them together. And I definitely wish that they had put out more albums and toured more, because whenever they toured, they only like very sporadically and briefly in like random places throughout Europe and New Zealand, apparently, for some reason. And I would do horrible things to go back in time and get to see them in person. That would be amazing. It's like, ugh, they're just. I love them a lot, so I wish that they had done more of everything. And the last question is number seven. Do you have a favorite classical composer? And I do. It's Igor Stravinsky. I think that he has a lot to offer compared to other classical composers because he incorporated a lot of, I'd say, the new sounds of the 20th century. Or he was, I mean, kind of, but kind of what I was saying. But he's also like, I feel like he was just more creative in general, which is a shitty thing to say because like Bach and Beethoven were definitely like hugely creative for their time. But obviously, you listen to these people in elementary school, you're exposed to them, you hear them, you know about them. And I just feel like Stravinsky has a lot more to offer and a lot more that you can relate to, especially at like a child's age, and then grow to appreciate as you reach adulthood. And I don't know, if you read up on him, he's also a very interesting person. He's very cool, and he had a lot to do with the just art community in general in the 20th century, in the early 20th century specifically. And I don't know, he just holds a special place in my heart. So, yeah, Igor. Definitely. Okay. So, that concludes my introduction and music questionnaire answers. So, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me, and have a nice night. Bye.